Blog Talk Radio.
Emmanuel, Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call him God with us. Jesus Christ sending out his followers to change the world today. Distance is not a barrier. God moves. Emmanuel TV. God with us.
Hallelujah. Time for everything. Time to sing. Time to preach. And time to sit. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Viewers, in His presence, we are strong. I want to say thank you for your time, wherever you are. Whatever you are doing at this moment, God is aware. Believing is our connection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Lord Jesus, we thank you for inviting us to come and talk with you at this time. Amen. You have a copy with you, the Coming Judgment. That is a copy for your beloved one. What a precious blessing. Hallelujah. Yes. For some months now, we have been talking about the word, which refers to as faith. Only faith pleases God, nothing. So we have been talking about this and this and this, and I know it's very essential for church. Very important, the word faith. Hallelujah. So if I may have some minutes of your time before we go to what you are yearning for now, because I know this is disposition of your mind. Hallelujah. Viewers over there, thank you for your time once again. Let's quickly take a look at the book of Colossians. The book of Colossians. Hallelujah, verse chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Living as those made alive in Christ. This is the topic. Now I will take my reading from verse 1 and verse 10 there. Hallelujah. Are you there? So we have, since then you have been raised with Christ. You see, think about this. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Are you actually raised with Christ? If you are raised with the Christ, the life you are living is not yours. In Him you live, in Him you talk, in Him you have been. Take note of that. Hallelujah. Are you there? I take it from the beginning again. Once, chapter 3. Chapter 3. That is Colossians. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is what? Seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. You see, from I take it back from the beginning, he said, since then, you take note of the comma, since, comma, then, you have been raised with Christ. If you are raised with Christ, the life you live is not yours. You live in Christ. Mean in Him you move, in Him you live, in Him you talk, in Him you sit, in Him you dress, in Him you do everything. Remember the messages last week we have this world, you have tribulation. Cheer up, I have overcome. You remember the last message? He said, cheer up, I have overcome. That is, in me, I will keep you safe. He said that. But here he raised, since then you have been raised with Christ. It means in Him. You are in the world, but you are not part. Are you with me? So let's take our reading to verse 10 there because of time. He said, yes, have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Are you there? Hallelujah. One cannot just be renewed without study and act. That is, it's referred to the heart, which we often talk about. Faith is of man's heart. When you refer to heart, you say spirit. Faith is of man's spirit. The heart is renewed by studying and by acting upon the world. So they are talking of renewal now, but the heart, your spirit, can only be renewed by studying and by acting upon the word. The word of who? The word of Christ. You may read the Bible for so many years. If you do not act it, you are not a doer. The mind is not renewed. One may read Bible for many years. If he does not act it, is not a doer. The mind is not what? Renewed. The mind is not renewed. Many Bible students are deceiving themselves because they are not what? They are not acting, living, doing the word. the word. Many Bible students are deceiving themselves, saying they are studying Bible. Many saying religious study or whatever. They are deceiving themselves because they are not what? Acting, living, and doing the word. The word is God speaking to you. Take note of that. The word is God speaking to you. Imagine God speaking to you. God and His word are one. The word is always now. Take note of that. The word of God is always what? I can't hear you.
Now.
I confess now. I receive now. I believe now. Now. If what you are here for is not now, if you are not receiving now, what is essence? The word is always now. I receive now. I confess now. I believe now. Now. The word of God. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the living word. Is the living word. If I'm not living in the present, my enemy will have declared me. TB Joshua will not be here today. If my relationship with God is not now, you will not be here today. Because they are always interested. TB Joshua, because your relationship with God is not now, that is why you are facing life up, down. The way is always now. I receive now. I confess now. I believe now. Act now. If Daniel's relationship with God was not now, lion would have consumed him. If Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, their relationship was not now with God, they would have been consumed. If David was not now, history will have taken over now. Now, the word, not in the book. Take note of that. The word of God I'm talking about, not in the book, not on the written pages, but in the lips of believers. You take your Bible, you want to sleep, you put it under the pillow. Psalm 35. You believe when your enemy is coming, that will fight your enemy. No. The word, not in the book, not on the written pages, but in the lips of war. I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you. These are believers. When you enter some houses, you will see a Bible being tied at the corridor. The word of God, not in the book, on the written pages, not on the written pages, but in the lips of believer. Lips of the believer. I know you are. What is going on in your mind? What do I mean by lips of the believer? Yes. The more you meditate about what you read, the more familiar you become with God. Meditating on each word, turn it over and over in your heart. Let someone say, turn it over. I can hear you. I can hear you. Over, over, over in your heart. You don't know how to turn things over. When you read your message, the Bible, turn it over. Begin to think over it. Think over it. Think over it. Think over it. Read the Bible in order to live. Tell your neighbor. I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you. Do you know what it means? As if your life depends on knowing it. As if you don't read, you die. As if you don't read, you cannot live. Read the Bible in order to live. So you tell your neighbor, in order to live, I have to read my Bible. You want me to live? I have to read my Bible. If I don't read my Bible, I cannot live. Turn it over and over and over in your heart. As you are sitting down now, I'm expecting you to begin to turn it over. What is going on in your heart? Begin to turn it over, turn it over, turn it over, turn it over. What is going through your heart? Your heart. Something. Yes. That is a picture of the word. Turn it over and over and over in your heart. I will begin to tell you about Elijah. No, I will not go into those. Because you need to be a Christian before you know about Elijah. You need to be a Christian. You need to be built up spiritually. Tell your neighbor, I need to be built up spiritually. I can hear you. And a philosophy cannot do that. Theory about this Bible cannot build you up. History about this Bible, about Elijah cannot build you up spiritually. Maybe you don't understand me. Listen, you are expecting me to tell you about Paul, Apostle Peter, Elijah, Moses, John the Baptist, Bethlehem, and all that. No! History! Cannot build you up spiritually. The theory about this Bible, there's theory here. History, philosophy, cannot build you up. You can only make spiritual by living in the world and by the world living in you. So for so long now, I have not been telling you about. No. The world builds the nature of Christ into us. The world builds nature of Christ into us. The world dominating you. The world dominating you is Christ's war, lordship. So we till now, I'm still not satisfied with faith baseless given to you, because you don't know the importance. You don't know. You don't know the importance. What you do reveals your character. Ask your neighbor, what are you doing? This to turn over and over the word in your heart. This to what? I can't hear you. Turn over and over. You know how you count your money. You know your account. No bank can cheat you. If they send you a wrong account, you immediately fight back. You have the calculation of the money you have in account, because you turn over and over the amount you have in account. That's like your salary next month, you have calculated when you receive it. Because these are the things that cannot escape your mind, your heart. This would turn over and over and over in your heart. It's getting too late. It is the moment you know it's getting too late for you to be spiritual. you get it. You are getting late. You are getting too late. It's getting too late. All what you have planned from beginning, you want to be this, you want to be that, you want to be this, I want to be this, I want to marry, I want to have children, I want to have maybe, I want to have female, I want to build a house, I want to be graduate, I want to be a professor, I want to travel all over the world. You agree with me? Cannot solve your problem. And yet you have not, your problem is not yet, it's not yet over. That, because that was not the answer to your problem. I want to be a graduate, I want to be a professor, I want to be rich, I want to be a millionaire, I want to have children, I want to settle down, I want to have house, I want to have this, I want to have that. I want to travel all over the world, I want to occupy position, I want to be a senator, I want to be president. Yet, something you are looking for, you are, yet you have not received it, you have not achieved it. Until you are spiritual. If you are not spiritual, you cannot have the peace we are talking about. What you inspire to achieve only comes with peace. Until you are spiritual. You cannot be content. Tell your neighbor, I can never be content and I cannot be content, say, until I am spiritual. Contentment is all about spiritual contentment. Contentment is all about what? Spiritual. You have to be spiritual. When you are built up spiritual, no matter how little you have, you will be content. No matter how small, no matter how big, it follows with contentment. You cannot and you can never until you are spiritual. And money does not give the contentment. Fame, being a president of your nation, does not. Many of you have them as friends. Yes, there's area of your life that given them sorrow and pain. Until you are what? I can hear you. So, to build you up spiritually, philosophy, theory on this world, history about this world, John the Baptist, how 3 days, 7 disciples, 12 disciples, Peter, shadow raised dead, Paul, Bethlehem, Galilee, these are history. History of the world, theory of the world, and philosophy of the world cannot build you up spiritually. This is why we keep standing on faith, aspect of that faith. I will not go through all those history for you. They were not in the book, not on the written page. It's our contact with God. The word is our contact with God. It is His contact with us. You know, you have telephone and you make phone call. I want to call Pastor Tim Joshua. Hello. Hello, sir. Yes, you have that contact. But contact with God, the word. But not the word in the book, on the written page, but in the lips of the believers. No created things is hidden from Him. All things lie open. There's nothing you can become that I will give testimony. I will stand to give testimony with you. You will give testimony on your own until you are spiritual. You can never achieve anything that I will found until you are spiritual. Tell your neighbor, you can never achieve anything I will found, I will admire. I don't admire anything. You say, I'm a millionaire. I say, okay, well done, millionaire. I'm the richest in the world. I say, oh, well done, sir. I'm the secretary general. Okay, you are welcome, sir. That is why I don't cannot see me running after them. No. I don't fancy all this until you are what? Until you are spiritual. When you are spiritual, sir, your honor, sir. That is first step achievement to God. Every other achievement, Satan can, whatever you become can be destroyed within a second. What you achieve so far, and you don't know what will happen next. And you cannot call your family to get out together. Okay, come. Tomorrow it's like I'm going to join Jesus Christ. Do this, do this, do this. This is my way. Share it this way. In the evening tomorrow, I'm going. Okay, come, let's celebrate. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day. Okay, don't cry. I mean, it's a wonderful place. And when it is just exactly the day and time you mention, you say, okay, come, let's pray for you, all of you. Hold me. In Jesus' name, amen. It's gone. How many in the whole world? How many of your brothers have achieved this feat? How many of your relatives you know that achieved this? That is what we call spiritual. Someone who is related with material world and immaterial world. Celestial world. But you always cry. What are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with this? Somebody will come. So yes, debt. This is my own debt. Another one will come. Go do that. Trouble. The bank will say, okay, this is the debt. They have to confiscate this. They have to sell this property. They have to do this. This is the life you people know used to. Vanity upon vanity. Well, you know what you have become so far. And the beginner is not the owner, but the finisher. Your end, you cannot say bye-bye. You cannot pray for people. You cannot pray for them and share with them. And you don't know. Suddenly, you just unprepared. So this is why we have to talk about it. How to build you up spiritually. You cannot be built up spiritually on the history of the world. There is history here, inside here. I'll just tell you, yes, Bethlehem, yes, yes. Jesus walked in the world. Fasted 40 days, 41, 49. Yes, and he made the plan to see. These are histories, you say. And the Bible was given to us by inspiration. The holy men were inspired to, were carried along by Holy Spirit. Holy men. They were not philosophers. So I want to leave you here and let me take you back again. Whatever you become, well, I don't fancy it. I don't admire. I just, when you are giving testimony, I say, okay, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whatever you become, president, secretary general, without being spiritual. That is why it's difficult for me. I'm looking for friends. Friend that will not just suddenly leave me unprepared. Can you imagine everything you gather, you have? Why would just leave it unprepared? Even many of your colleagues will have your money with them. Unprepared. If you live unprepared, where are you going then? Imagine where you are going when you live unprepared. Okay, you are going to London, and some of the documents you're supposed to carry, you are not carrying them. The weather there is too cold. You need many cardigans to along with you, and you don't have enough money. You know, you are going there to suffer. Maybe for some time you may revive it back. In the same day, when you suddenly leave, die, unprepared, you don't know when you are going to suddenly leave. So over there too, I can just imagine what will happen. Hallelujah. So, a spirit give birth to material things. A spirit creates material things, and you are the greatest material thing. I'm not praying for you. I'm only telling you your position. I mean, God, a spirit creates material things. Everything you are seeing there are material. That is products. Tiger, lion, that you are running for. Every time you hear lion, you run. Bible says you are the greater product, not lion. But when lion come around, you abandon, you started running. You are the greatest product, not lion. A spirit creates material things, that is, products. Spirit give products, those things. So, if a spirit creates you, and God is spirit, so now, what is your position? Why are you now worship material instead of God? A spirit creates material things, and you are one of the things spirit created. Now, you are now worship materials. If you don't worship God, and God is spirit, it's material we are worship. Because material has taken off your time, your quality time, your best time, you give it to material. Your best strength. It is when you pray, when you are very tired, you get back home, you have to begin to pray. When you are sick, that is when you remember to pray. Or when you any more, I mean, look. Material take off your time, your quality time, your best time, your precious time. You see God, your relationship with God, as one of those things, and is the only things. You compare yourself with your colleague because he's richer than you. That's not me, he's better than you. If you are more spiritual than him, you are better than him. We don't compare, we don't measure our size by material. The best measurement is spirit, not by material. This man he has money, this man has fleet of car, this man has a lot of private jets, this one has car houses, this one has this one has money, this one is president, this one is well known, this one is superstar, but you are nobody. No, we don't measure ourselves by material. This one that is very rich, richer than you, and very rich and you are not rich, if you ask him what is going through spiritually and what you are going through spiritually, you give thanks to God. So you should not compare yourself, measuring yourself with others. Compare material, is rich, is famous, is a professor, is that, you are nobody, you are living in a room and is living in a duplex, you have nothing. No, never you compare yourself material. Measure your situation, your level by situation. Hallelujah. So rejoice, see you grow spiritually. That is my testimony. That is my testimony. Anybody can be rich. Anybody can be president. Anybody can be popular. Anybody, but not anyone, not just anybody, can be spiritual. So your word, the Spirit of God gives energy and sharpness to words. You can speak the word of God, but the question, without the Spirit of God, your word cannot be sharpened. It lacks energy. Will lack being. So I know the lesson you are taking home today, you don't measure yourself by what? The materials. Someone is richer than you does not mean it's better than you. We Christians, we are made spiritual by living in the world and by the world living in us. So if you meet those whom you are looking at as the rich, the richest, the famous, the popular, the superstar, whatever, and you that are just there, your spiritual life, what they are going through spiritually, if you know it, you would never want to be like that. So therefore, yearning to be what? Yearning to be what? To be spiritual. By meditating on the word, turning it over and over in your heart. Tell your neighbor, by meditating on each word, turning it over and over and over in your heart. Tell your neighbor once again. By meditating on each word, turning it over and over and over in your heart. Yes, turning it over and over in your heart. Turning it. You know something? Think over it. Think it over it. Think over it. Think over it. Over and over and over in your heart. You don't allow your heart free, meditating on each word you read, turning over and over and over and over. God bless you. Yes. When you are spiritual, you can be what God wants you to be. But when you are not spiritual, you can be anything. Many are rich, but that is not the will of God for them yet. Because the riches they have is without peace. Many are famous, popular, known all over the world. But yet, that is not the wish of God for them, because those fame and popularity are without peace and comfort. When you are spiritual, you can be what God wants you to be. Tell your neighbor, when you are spiritual, you can be what God wants you to be. So it's possible to be rich without being spiritual. But without being spiritual and you are rich, without peace. You can be rich without peace. You can be famous without peace. You can be well known without peace. You can achieve that feat without peace and comfort. But when you are spiritual, you become what God wants you to be. Then you are what God says you are. You can do what God says you can do when you are spiritual. Can somebody come here and just put this in summary and in a nutshell? Tell me the lesson you learned. Come on, brother. Come on, come forward. I will not allow you to go. Thank you. So, can you just tell us what lesson do you want the viewers all over the world and people that are here today to learn, and what are they taking home?
Well, praise the Lord. Emmanuel, the summary of our Papa's teaching this morning shows God is the ultimate search. God is the ultimate search. Nothing you have on this earth that does not come from God, that was not the product of God. And being the highest product or greatest product of God Almighty, you have to look up, not down. When you are pursuing worldly things at the expense of your spiritual growth, you are going down. But when you are pursuing God at the expense of worldly things, you are going up. So since God is higher and is the maker of all things, let's go to Him and let Him make us what He wants us to be. But when we leave God and pursue His product, we will go down. There is a time of crisis in any man's life. Whether you are holy or you are not holy, when that crisis comes, when you are not pursuing God, you are pursuing worldly things, those worldly things will swallow you up. But when you pursue God, your times of crisis come, like the way it came in the life of Job. Your time of safety will appear like a sudden.
Thank you, glamour, my brother. Thank you. Please, I want to see you. Thank you very much. You just want me to know you today. My God. Can you see? He has turned the whole thing over and over and over. Coming out with this. Thank you. Who else again? Want to, please? Who else again? Let me just turn to this side. What message are we taking home? What message viewers all over the world? I can see some viewers raising their hand off. Give it to him.
Emmanuel. What we are taking home today, especially me, is that for you to live, you get the life from the Word of God. When you turn it again and again and again in your heart, it will give you life. And you can create, if that word is in you, you can create, because it is from the Spirit that we create the material. The material came from the Spirit. I think that's part of what we can take home today. Emmanuel.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Yes. You know, people conscious of their problem, not God. People always conscious of their problem, but not God. You know, to be conscious, to think, hey, how will I get out of this? If you now begin to be conscious of God, you can never also you cannot be conscious of your problem again. There's no fear in God. Because you are conscious of your problem, you can never be conscious of God. And when you are conscious of God, you can never be conscious of your problem. It's not possible to be conscious of two. It is one thing that goes through your heart. You see, at the time you are thinking of joy, your achievement, the success you made, you at that moment you forget about your failure, your setback. But when the issue of failure now take over your heart and begin to think about it, then you forget about the success you have made. In the same way, when you are thinking of your problems, you cannot also think of God unless you drop that problem and begin to think of God. So it is time now you should now begin to be God's consciousness instead of your problem. God what? Instead of what? And when you are conscious of your problem, you are not in fear. You are not in fear. You are not in fear. And two does not go. It is your problem and Satan that go together. They are synonymous. But God and your problem cannot go together. So sure that when you are conscious of your problem, you are conscious of Satan. Because your problem and Satan are synonymous. Because Satan gave back, Satan is behind it, Satan is responsible for it. Are you with me? No matter how little, you begin to think, how will I pay the money? How will I get out of this mess? How will I pay this money? Will I be here? But I have this pain. I don't know whether this man will see me one-on-one. I don't know. I pay so much money to many spiritualists and pastors and no. But this man is not collecting money. Where am I collecting? They're not asking me of money. How will I just get it freely like that? Because you don't believe on anything free. Because your life has been like that. Even to get water, you have to buy it. Even air, you begin to pay for air before you breathe. If I'm right? And the time is coming when you begin to look anywhere direction you look, you have to pay for it. If you look this direction, you pay for it. If you look this direction, you pay for it. You look this direction, you pay for it. So therefore, you just look and look. I don't want to pay so much money. Life has been like that. But here, when you just move around, if you want to drink free water, there is tap everywhere. There's water. Unless you just want to deceive yourself. So, when you are not seeing, when you are conscious of your situation, how will I pay this money? How will I be here? How will I get there? At the same time, you are conscious of Satan. Because Satan is behind. Satan is responsible. But you may not know. You say you are a Christian, but you may not know. You just think, I'm having this pain. It's paining me. Where are you going? I'm going to church. I'm having pain. You are conscious of pain. You are conscious of Satan, but because he's the one responsible for it. The same thing when you say, ha, glory be to God, they have paid me the money. Oh God, I'm happy now. Yes, yes. You are conscious of joy, you are conscious of God, because God behind it. You may not know that indirectly you are watching Satan. Indirectly, you are confessing Satan. And that nullifies your confession of God. Tell your neighbor, that nullifies your confessing of God. Indirectly, you are confessing Satan when you are conscious of your problem. Indirectly, you are confessing Satan, because Satan is behind your problem when you are conscious of your problem. That nullifies your confession of God. What are you thinking about now? What are you thinking about? Can you? What are you thinking about? What is going? Turn it around. Turn it over and over and over. Tell your neighbor. Ask your neighbor, what are you thinking about? Turn it over and over and over. Don't just begin to meditate it. Meditation can also have the problem just like that. You have to meditate and turn it. It's a constant. Your constancy. When you say it's an achiever, it means it has been consistent in what it's doing. It's not because he jumped once. You say, the man knew how to jump. He will have to jump many times. Yesterday he jumped well. Yesterday he jumped well. 3 days ago he jumped well. 4 days ago he jumped well. You can see his consistency in what he's doing. It would be too soon to say someone, the man is wonderful. It's wonderful. The consistency is what we call achiever. This is why the Bible says the beginner is not the owner, but the finisher. It's a finisher. The finisher. Because you need, achiever need to pass through the valley of shadow of death before you can be an achiever. You will pass through what? Shadow of death. We call shadow of death resuscitation. R-E-A-L, resuscitation. A situation that's beyond human. You cannot run to God's Father to help you, because it's beyond your God's Father. Only God. That is achievable if you pass through it. You're thinking about, don't just stop thinking, don't just stop meditating because you are here. After living here, you stop meditating. What is happening on the outside overwhelms you. You forget your inward man. Your inward man needs to eat in the same way your outward man eats. When you live here, you go to the canteen, you eat rice. When you live here, you go to canteen, you eat rice, you eat food. That is your inward man. But your outward man. But inward man eat through meditation. He eat through what? Meditation in the Word of God. Tell your neighbor, When you live here, you feed your outward man. I can't hear you. When you live here, you feed your outward man with food. Don't forget your inward man. Need to eat. Eat through meditation in the Word of God. And remember, you feed your outward man morning, afternoon, evening. So in the same day, you have to feed your inward man morning, afternoon, evening. That is, to feed your inward man morning and afternoon, evening, you have to turn it around, meditate over and over, and over and over, and over and over, and over and over, to feed him constantly. That is what I mean by turn it over and over and over in your heart. Some will say, what will I think about? What will I meditate about? It's not, there is a word anointed for you to flush out and to make your way sharper. There's a word anointed for you. Take more of me, O Lord. Give me more of you. Take more of me. Give me more of you, O Lord. That is what you begin to meditate. Meditate, meditate. That is the summary of the whole Bible. I told you that the word builds the nature of Christ. When you say, take more of me, it should take more of you. You are more of yourself. When you are more of yourself, it has to do with unfaithfulness, hatred, pride, greed, fruit of flesh. That is you. That is you. That is you. And God is full of spirit, faith, obedience, humility, kindness, goodness. These are the things you are saying. Take more of me. That is my unfaithfulness. Give me your faithfulness. That is what you are saying. Which is the summary of the whole Bible. Take more of me, that is your disobedience, and give me your obedience, O Lord. Take more of me. I want you to say it aloud with me. Take more of me.
Give me more of you,
O Lord. Take more of me. Give me more of you. Take more of me.
Give me more of you.
Yes, sir. So these are the words that would be turning over and over and over and over in your hearts. Someone say, I talk too much. Someone say that. Say, this man talk too much. That is my job. That is my job. I'm sorry if I talk too much. He said, I talk too much. It's only our man that's given us a summary of the message. We have not seen any woman that actually challenging. We are looking for a woman. Okay, come on, tell us. What are you expecting the viewers and the people who are under the influence of this message to take home?
Okay. Emmanuel. My name is Omomi Olaupa. Especially me, I think so much about worldly something. Yeah.
You think much about fleshly desire.
I think every day I need money because I want to wear gold, driving big cars. But today, I see something that I know that there is God.
Clap for her. Clap for her once again. Listen, she's using herself as a good example. She said for her, before now, she thinks so much about fleshly desire. I want to have cars. I want to build a house. I want to travel all over the world. I want to go around. I want to enjoy myself. But you see, coming here today, this TB Joshua is saying different things. That this man is saying different things. Does he not? Okay, let's hear more.
Okay. I said
because
that.
Because they say I talk too much. That's why I stopped.
Okay.
The woman say I talk too much. Immediately, I quickly stop.
I said that my name is Omomi Olaupa. Since when I was born, I don't think something small. All the time, I think big something. Even my school, everybody know me. I love big something.
Like BB what?
I love cars, jewelry.
What kind of car?
Big cars.
Like
Lexus,
what?
Jeep, all those big cars.
Like what kind of car?
Murano, my Jeep, all those cars.
My God.
I don't go with small. I don't flex, but I love big something. I like to be in a big, big. Maybe I'm here now. I want everybody to know me that I'm here. Everybody to look at me. Oh, this girl, she's big girl or something like that. But today, I'm happy for what I hear. Everything is vanity over vanity.
What are you learning here now that you should inspire for?
Like that man, the first man that first talked, he said that when you have money, you will die. If you don't have, you will die. What are you stressing ourselves for? For nothing. You are in Europe, you are in Africa, we are all same.
Ladies and gentlemen,
a minute now, you can go. But today I'm happy.
Thank you very much. Clap for her. Clap for her. Clap for her. Clap for her. You listen to that? Yes. It says something there. It says whether you have money or you don't have, you definitely. But something is clear to me. The Bible says a man may not have money and yet be a friend of God. The word money there is a parable. Not this cash. Not this cash. Because when we say money, people just believe in cash, coin, notes, cash money. No, it's a parable, it's idiom. Think of every potential of life. You know, your time is also money. And even your time is more expensive than money. If I'm talking to you, let me see you. I say your time is more costly than money itself. If I'm talking to you. Many people may not agree. Not all, let's put it this way. But as it should be by divine will, our time supposed to be more expensive, more valuable than money itself. Our time. But you put our time as it should be by divine will. Put our time and put money. No amount of money can buy our time. We know that many, their real value is gone. We are talking of those who enjoy their real value. Many people, they are just living. They don't know what they want. They don't know what they want. You know your good health, this health you have. You come from home, you walk freely, you sit freely. There are some people right now, some of the millionaires, when you are counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the richest in the world, they are on the seabed. Saying, God, take this my money. Give me good health. Will you want to exchange your good health?
No.
And collect their money?
No.
Listen, right now as we are talking, when you talk of 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 5 positions in the world, the richest, are on the sick bed. And the money is there. They are saying, if this money can go and good hair come, they will be very happy. And they are running hair casketa to get kidney for them from the poor people. Poor people kidney is good for rich people. No! Some poor people will carry their kidney, they will go and sell their kidney for food. And you are telling me money. What is money? And here you are walking freely, talking freely. Oh my God. Laughing freely. You walk freely here, you talk freely, you sit freely, you do everything freely, you want to go to canteen, you eat freely. How much money can buy that? So please, you have to be spiritual.
Amen.
To understand your Creator. Don't live a life of ignorance. I don't know that they will pay me the money. I don't know that this will happen to me. I don't know that this sickness will come like that. I don't know that they will sack me. As soon as I knew they would sack me, I would have guessed ready. I don't know that I will not make it. I don't know that the man will disappoint me. I don't know that the woman will disappoint me. I don't know that I will not get cure. I don't know. If you are spiritual, there is nothing like I don't know. If you are spiritual, you will not be consigning about what you cannot do. You are concerning about what you cannot do. Look at, you know you cannot jump. You are concerning, how will I jump? You will know God's opinion about yourself and about others. I don't know that this is not the right man to marry. I don't know this is not the right lady to marry. I don't know this lady would betray me. I don't know this man would betray me. I don't know. 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 What you are thinking about reveals your character. Ask your neighbor, what are you thinking about? Ask your neighbor once again. What you are thinking about reveals your character. As you are sitting down, what? If you are thinking right, you are thinking about Jesus. You are thinking about what I'm saying. And if you continue that thought, turn it over and over and over, means your life, you have a new direction. What you are thinking about, meditating about, reveals your character. I say character here. I would like this. No, it's what you are thinking about. It's bring the picture. You sit down at home, you begin to think about failure. You think about failure. You think about failure. You think about your situation. You think about how to overcome. You think about how to get out of this mess. You think about your marriage. You think about a betrayal in your house. You think about your failure. A setback, and bring about what comes next. Because while you are thinking about it, you ignorantly, you never knew that you are thinking about Satan. You are confessing Satan. Oh my God. Satan say, how will I get it? How much will I pay? How will I get it? Where will I go now? How will I do it? Will the man do it for me? And that, God has nothing to do with that. And then, will the God do this? How will I do it? Will God do it? Will I fast? Let him go and see the man. I don't know. Indirectly, ignorantly, you are confessing Satan. And you don't know that you are confessing Satan indirectly. But when you now begin to know, with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Oh, no, 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 no. I know my God. I know, I know. I know, I know. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Indirectly, you are confessing who?
God.
And when you confess him, before your situation, oh my God, he will give you joy. This is situation. You are in. Look at Paul and Silas. Look at the situation with Paul and Silas. They begin to confess Jesus before their situation. Begin to confess your God. Confess your God before your situation. And your situation will turn around. What are you meditating on? That situation. No. Begin to confess God, the ability of God before your situation. Honor your God before your situation. Tell your neighbor, honor your God before your situation. Honor your God before men. Honor your God before your problem, and God will honor you. Life in your heart, the battle starts from your heart. And when you don't start that battle from your heart, and the trouble now come outside, and you begin to fight the battle, you cannot win the battle. What is happened to you started from your heart. Before it happened, right from your heart. If you can fight it from your heart, you overcome. But when you allow the situation to come outside, and you are now beginning to run, you want to, what can I do? There is nothing you can do. Now, you have to begin to honor your God before your situation. What you are thinking in your heart, that situation, I cannot do it, it's full, right now, begin to honor your God. Honor your God before your situation, honor your God before your problem. And he promised to honor you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory be to God. Viewers at home, you listen to that? Honor your God before your situation. And where is the situation? It's not on the outside, on the inside. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, I think before I go further, I know many of you might have, you saw what happened to Nepal, the nation Nepal. Nepal. Yes. It's so a disastrous situation. And that till now, they cannot give account of people that died. It's they are just halfway, and they are given record of 1,900. You can imagine if they are halfway and they are given that kind of number. What will happen by the time they finish rescue people that are trapped? This means they will be going to thousands. So please, this is what we are called for. This is what we are born for. This is what we are to live for. We have to, for troubled nation. Now, you know, during the time of Haiti, I want to thank you. Millions and thousands of Emmanuel TV partners all over the world, they rally around when they saw that I, as a person, also call on the medical doctor and philosopher and people, counselor all over the world, and they traveled to Haiti, and almost 3 to 4 cargo plane was shattered there to carry the medical equipment and set up the doctor. The hospital and doctor were there for many months to help. So therefore we have to take, if you know you are connected to Emmanuel TV and the Synagogue Church of Our Nation, please, we have to rise up for this occasion. Napa Nation, we have to support them. And when I woke up this morning, I was just continuing to ask God, to what extent shall we go into this matter? So God said I should call on the partner all over the world, member all over the world. If it is just one penny, they have embassy in South Africa. Napa embassy is in South Africa, Johannesburg. They have in Cairo. Their embassy is in Cairo. And when you get home, you go on your net, you'll see their embassies. These are the two embassies that are close to Nigeria and Africa, actually. So you have to begin to send your support. And if you don't know how to go about it, maybe after you go through the net, you can consult us. We are going to help you connect you to those embassies. And those of us that will go personally, we are going to equip you, support you in all ways, because we know what the support the partner, Emmanuel TV partner, actually gave during Haiti. So we have to. And Place and place. This situation is mess. It's mess. As a human being, whatever you have, this is the value of money. Your strength. And whatever you do for this nation, Nepal nation, I want to say, in a great, big way, God will multiply it to you. And I'm going to forward. I will be the front. I'll be in your front. We can go support you together. And please, when you leave here today, and I know we are not, after the meeting here, before the end of the service, I'm still going on the air to talk to the viewer all over the world and the partner. And I want to thank God. Mana TV is the most watched channel, Christian channel, as far as the world is concerned. You can go on the internet to watch. And I know people will listen. And I'm going to pray. We set up a prayer warrior to support you, your way, your efforts to this nation, Nepal. Nation. All nations belong to God, whether east, south, west, or whatever. Okay? So we are not going to stop here. When I leave here now, I'm going to call the secretary who will educate you more. So please, and I know, let us rise up for a movement, and remember this nation and pray for this country, because what happened to them is so bad that it could collapse the nation. It's so bad. So please, viewers all over the world, I want to first of all thank you for the support in the past. You have been rising up to occasion, because you know what you are born for, what you are living for, what you are to die for. And here is a situation like Haiti. If I may remind you the case of Haiti, how the partner all over the world rised to occasion and almost 4 cargo planes were chartered with medical equipment and the medical doctors, nurses all over the world. We almost 2,000 to 1,500 nurses and doctors were sent to Haiti. And they were there, they set up the medical session and the doctor, they were operating for many months. Here is a nation, Nepal. They are facing similar situation. If the way I'm seeing it, their situation is even worse than Haiti right now. So, after the service, you take your time to go on your net and see what happened yourself, and we want to, from time to time, connect with you to know the assistance all over the world we want to give. But as for me, I'm ready, and I know you are ready to queue along with me. And I want to thank you, viewers, all over the world, because we know 99.9% are out there, they are not with us here. And I know they are listening to what we are saying. So please, let us rise to this occasion. And like I have said, the urgent need now. You know, the nation, they are not all that rich. They are struggling already. They are struggling. It's just, they are struggling. So therefore, imagine a nation that is struggling, struggle to get this, and situation like this now come. How would they get out of this? So please, when we leave here, I was telling you about their embassy in Cairo, Egypt, and their embassy in South Africa. I think it's Pretoria in South Africa. So please, whatever you quickly need before we set up a committee and a body, we communicate to the nurse, doctor, all over. We know them all over that will be traveled there. So don't wait. Let us quickly send it to this embassy, their accounts, I think if you find it difficult to get connected to this Cairo nation and the South Africa embassy, we will quickly help you, give you the information necessary. So please, little are not wastes. Just your little rounds, your little dollar, your little naira, pounds, and whatever coins are not wastes. So please, when you do this, it's an opportunity to revisit you. The Lord wants to revisit you. Yes, it's an opportunity. So bow down your head and let us for a moment remember the families, the nation, and imagine all families that perish to this incident, and the community perish to this incident, orphan, fatherless. And where would the nation started from? The nation that are poor already? Remember, ask God to redeem this country and strengthen the family that are involved in this. And the remaining family that are there, God should continue to care for them and show them the way out of this mess. Ask God to strengthen you, give you enablement to do, to support this nation and be part of people that will support them till when they will get to their feet to continue their nation. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Let's people of God say amen.
Amen.
I can hear you.
Amen.
Say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm ready.
Come
rain, come sun. I'm ready to be with the Lepar nation. Whatever God put in my heart, I'll do. Thank you.
Mesdames et messieurs, l'homme de Dieu a
You may be seated. Thank you. So, like the reason why I say those of us that have little to support urgent, so please do so. But we, by every day, we are going to set up committee. We communicate to nurses, doctors all over the world. We, people that work with us, the organization that's supporting us, and many organizations that we too normally supporting. I mean, in doing this, we are going to do that. And those of us too that are once in love of travel there, we are ready to take care of whatever you need to do to be there. So please, because the stronghold will still take them all through this year. So you need to go and see on video and right now as we are talking. So thank you. Can I talk to you, sir? Thank you.
If you would like to visit the Synagogue Church of All Nations, log on to our website www.goan.org. Go to the Visit Us page. And for those from within Nigeria, you can call the three visit lines that appear on the website. For those from outside Nigeria, there are some frequently asked questions that will assist you in your visit procedure. Remember, it is essential that anyone from outside Nigeria should fill in the questionnaire. Please remember to answer every question that is asked, and after you have filled in the questionnaire, remember to click send. Please note, you must wait to receive an invitation or confirmation of your visit from us before making any traveling arrangements or flight bookings. All communication with the Synagogue Church of All Nations should be through the following email address, info@goan.org. We look forward to hearing from you. Emmanuel, God with us.